had to buy that car. Windsor Motors.
Bob, how are you? I haven't seen you in years.
Hello. It's nice to see you again. Can I get you a glass of wine?
Whatever you forget, don't forget the Black Tower. The light, crisp white wine from Germany.
Here's your Black Tower.
It's not just for me. Thank you, Violet.
Interest for everyone. New home buyers, the young and the not so young, wage earners and other taxpayers. In fact, everyone.
Saving with Bank of Ireland is saving for everyone.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Front stores, better value, beats them all.
Lower food prices now in Rathmines. Yes, Dunn Stores have opened at the Swan Centre Rathmines with a complete supermarket, fresh meat and vegetables, a delicatessen and St. Bernard fashions for all the family. See the new Dunn Stores Swan Centre Rathmines now.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Stores, better value, fix them all. 727
Time to have another cup of Lion's tea.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
It's 5 o'clock. This is Ken Hammond. Good evening. Gardaí are searching for four members of a gang which escaped £25,500 in a raid carried across in County Monaghan this morning. They overpowered a detective accompanying a man taking money from the Bank of Ireland to the local labour exchange. One man has been arrested in connection with the incident. The getaway car, a blue Cortina, has since been found crashed at Blackstaff Cross. The British government has decided to maintain its present policy of not banning Sinn Féin. It's now understood that they did not take a formal decision against proscribing the organisation during a two-hour meeting at Downing Street. The meeting was called to consider the issue in the wake of the Harrods bombing. The Northern Ireland Secretary of State James Fryer has already expressed his reservations on such a ban, saying he did not believe it would be an effective move against terrorism. Interference is being reported to business repeater stations at Hope Head and Dublin Fire Brigade Communications. We understand that this interference commenced at 10 o'clock yesterday, coincidentally with the propagation of unscheduled transmissions from the RTE complex in Donnybrook. The interference is being caused by a mixing of RTE, the new RTE signal, and the normal Nova transmission. It will cease as soon as the new RTE signal ceases. A senior spokesman in the technical department of RTE said that we may be interfering with illegitimate radio stations, but that is not our concern. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, has called on supporters of violence to re-examine the logic and morality of their position in the light of the murders of Private Kelly and Garda Sheehan. The minister was speaking at a passing-out parade of New Gardaí at Temple Moor. British police have reported a development in the hunt for those responsible for the Harrods bombing. Detectives say they've now traced the last but one owner of the car which contained the bomb. The man, a West Londoner, bought the car from a dealer through a newspaper advertisement. He's being interviewed by police, who believe he subsequently sold the vehicle to the bombers unwittingly. It's now thought that the three men being sought in Clare Moss and County Mayo may have slipped out of the area during the night.
It's Ireland's favourite tea time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Ken Hammond. Good evening. County Leitrim man is to be charged in connection with the Tidy kidnapping. He's expected to appear in the special criminal court later this evening. He's one of a number of people from the Ballinamore area who have been detained under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act. The man is now being transferred from Clonus Garda Station to Dublin. Gardaí are searching for four members of a gang which escaped with £25,500 in a raid at Carrickmacross in County Monaghan this morning. They overpowered a detective accompanying a man taking the money from the Bank of Ireland to the local labour exchange. One man has been arrested in connection with the incident. The getaway car, a blue Cortina, has since been found crashed at Blackstaff Cross. The British government has decided to maintain its present policy of not banning Sinn Féin. It's now understood that they did not take a formal decision against proscribing the organisation during a two-hour meeting at Downing Street today. The meeting was called to consider the issue in the wake of the Harrods bombing. interference is being reported to business repeater stations at Hope Head and Dublin Fire Brigade Communications. We understand that this interference commenced at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, coincidentally with the propagation of unscheduled transmissions from the RTE complex at Donnybrook on 88.1 MHz, immediately adjacent to the Nova transmission on 88.2 MHz. The interference is accordingly being caused by a mixing of these two signals and will be eliminated on the cessation of the RTE transmission. Mr. Kevin O'Connor, Director of Engineering in RTE, is understood to have informed a Sunday Tribune reporter that RTE may be interfering with illegitimate stations, but that this was not their concern. The management of Radio Nova sees this latest development as a reckless and deliberate attempt to undermine the broadcasts of Radio Nova, which it says has proven its popularity and its responsible attitude to broadcasting. The Irish National Caucus in New York announced this afternoon that they were presently circulating a report in the United States compiled by the...